The Duval County School Board and the school superintendent declared that segregated black schools were equal to white schools in Jacksonville, but they were not. And he walked through Jacksonville's segregated black schools, followed by a walk through its segregated white schools, put the lie to that assertion. They could not camouflage how unequal they were, even when the occasional new black school was built and open. Looking back, you get the impression the Duval County school system wanted black schools to mark time educationally and not achieve even a reasonable modicum of educational success. The disgraceful lack of resources provided to black schools and their teachers by the Duval County school system demonstrated a long-standing intentional policy of separate and unequal education. Nothing else can explain such meager resources for a public education during those crippling years of segregation. On May 17, 1954, Chief Justice Earl Warren of the United States Supreme Court delivered the historic unanimous Brown versus Board of Education of Topeka decision. We come then to the question presented. Does segregation of children in public schools solely on the basis of race, even though the physical facilities and other tangible factors may be equal, deprive the children of the minority group of equal educational opportunities? We believe that it does. We conclude that in the field of public education, the doctrine of separate but equal has no place. Separate educational facilities are inherently unequal. Therefore, we hold that the plaintiffs and others similarly situated for whom the actions have been brought are, by reason of the segregation complained of, deprived of the equal protection of the laws guaranteed by the 14th Amendment. In a much-hailed decision, the highest court in this country declared separate educational facilities are inherently unequal. Nothing, however, changed in Jacksonville because of Brown. No attempts were made to implement the decision in the Duval County school system. Duval County continued its segregated schools and racist policies and even hired a law firm to fight school integration with taxpayers' money. Duval County schools would resist the decision while continuing segregated business as usual.